how the abode?
Krishna, Lord Sri is abode of all gopis, means Sri.
That is why he cannot leave for a moment that seat.
So, panatadehinam, papakarsanam,
yeah.
One should be clear. Pranatadehinam papakarsanam, up to this.
So he, Vishwanath Chakravarti is narrating this, that a story, that any friend has gone to any, another friend. And if he is telling that, oh friend, I'm going to market because you have come, and I want to give you so much delicious, these all preparations. I want to bring, what, rasamalai, or malpua, or anything. Then he'll say, no use of bringing. Oh, I should bring. I know that you like all these things, so I must. Then it is,
it reduces
the love. So if Gopita telling that you want us to enjoy, and for that enjoyment we want to quench your thirst for enjoyment, then prem will be less. So they are so vidagdha, so chatur in prem, that they can defeat Krishna also. Sometimes Krishna cannot imagine what mood is hidden in their heart. So he goes, follows gopis. And that is why Krishna became outside and was following gopis when they were crying and telling all these things, only to hear all these things. So pranata dehinam, Krishna is telling, gopis are telling that you should, your lotus should be, you should keep on our breast. But Krishna is telling, this is sinful act. Anyone should not do. And dharma comes from us. Dharma follows me. And I am saptasya jonim nihitam cha sapte. Sapta has come direct from me. Sapta is pratishtit in me, lives in me. Sapta comes from me, and always I am adhishthatri devata of prem. Understanding?
Yeah.
Adhishthatri devata of that sapta. So, I am sapta. I am murti of sapta. Yeah. So, I cannot do what is sinful acts. If I will do jajjad acharate sreshta, tattad eva itaro jana, jasad jat pramanam kute lokastadanu ovartate. So I cannot do. All will begin to do like so. Then gopis are telling, pranata dehinam papakarsan. If anyone that the shelter of your name, what do your thoughts? Your name, your pastimes, remembering you, then every sense goes away easily. In Srimad Bhagavat, so many times it has been told that every kind of sin goes away by only chanting as Ajamik Upakhyan. And if anyone touches your lotus foot feet, then any no smell of pap, will sin will be there. Now we have come and we have surrendered your lotus feet. So it will not be any sin in us. Krishna tells that sin will come in me. But they are telling, if you touch by your feet to anyone like Ajamil, Jagai, Madhai and all others, then their sins goes away. How it is that all sin will come to you? I have seen any ISKCON devotee that if Guru takes any disciple, then he has to take all the evils and sins of all disciples. So if there are thousand and lakhs of disciples, then what Guru will do? He will sink in the ocean of sin.
What to do?
What they should do? You can advise.
you are saying that is not true. That concept is obviously not true.
He had not to take all these sins, but by remembering Gurudev's lotus feet, all sins burns. Right?
Yeah.
No smell of sin and all thing, anything, which the Guru has to take. He had nothing to take. All sins burns and all soup comes in him.
But if he doesn't perfectly remember the lotus feet of his Guru, what happens?
No question of what perfectly. Anyhow he wishes only, then it goes away. But Guru should be Guru.
Yeah. But when you say Guru, what do you mean by Guru?
Guru should be Guru, qualified Guru. Today.
That's why I put it on a...
Pranata Dehina. Seventh. You have gone up to Pap Karshanam. Pranata Dehinam Pap Karshanam. Trinacharanugam Sri Niketana. And you have read, everything has come. Trinacharanugam. Gopis are telling that you should keep your lotus feet on our body. Then Krishna is telling that your body is so hard, I am fearing to put my very soft lotus foot on your breast. Then they are telling that Trina Charanugam. Trina Chara Anu Trina Charanuga. Trina Chara, those who graze grass, but especially here for cows. Cows graze on mountains also, very hard places also, and the places were up and down, it may be thorns there. So they are telling that yes, in comparison to your lotus feet, or part, this part is certainly so much kathor, hard. But we see that that lotus feet are trina chara anuga. Anuga means to follow. So, if you can go to very hard places like mountains, and where there are thorns, and where there are patthar, small stones, and your lotus feet feel they are very happy, then why our breast is not so hard as stones and all these things. So we think that you are only pretending. So we want to put that. Krishna may told that Trinacharanuga. Jiva Goswami has given this meaning. Trinachar, many cows and all animals, less wisdom or no wisdom. Sometimes if a man gives so many good sweet rasagulla, pantuva or rabdi or anything he gives to cows, they only smell and but grass, whether it will be dry or anything, they will like to take it. Or if these animals, cows or anything, nearer to slaughterhouse and only grass is given to them, they used to quarrel themselves to take only this little grass. They are not knowing that at once they will have to go there and they will be murdered. So they only for this thing, little thing, they are quarreling. But they are not doing anything to protect their life. So if Krishna tells that you are anabhigya, anabhigya means you are not so much buddhi,
intelligent.
You are agya, unintelligent. So I cannot keep my feet on your breasts, because in your hearts there are so many malice, calm and all these things. And if I will keep, they will at once, what? A jayega usme bhav.
Transferred.
In India, you know that Brahmins cannot sit to eat in a line with others. Understand? Why? Because in a line, if anyone sits to eat or sits in for anything, it may be that all the bad qualities will come to that person.
Same reason the Babaji's don't eat with anyone in that Radhakund.
We also. We don't
eat with them.
With them. And it is so. By kusanga, all bad evils can come.
By kusanga.
Eh?
By
bad
kusanga.
Association.
By association.
Kusanga.
Bad sums. And by satasanga, all virtues will come by good association.
Is it by the physical line or is it by the sangha?
Sangha. As there is cholera. Cholera is a disease of chhuachhut. It means? Chhuachhut? Mane chhulei hoye jaro.
Contagious disease.
Contagious. No? Cholera.
Everything.
Everything, something. We don't know, but if you sit together, by their breath, it will come. If you take snan anywhere, and that place, if you, a bad man is doing snan, and you will do bath, then any disease come. If there is a kerosene oil here, a smell going, everyone automatically. So by sadhu sangha, everything will come automatic. So by kusanga, anything will come automatic. Sometimes come by air, by water, and something are of atma that don't need anything for help, they come automatic, evils and goods. So Krishna tells that you have so many bad things, kaam, vishaya bhog, and all burning here. So if I will keep my legs there, feet there, it may come to me.
If someone touches the feet, does it mean automatically that the evils pass from that person?
Certainly.
Automatically.
But if anyone is samartha, like Gurus, Vaishnava, Acharya, their quality will come in bad person and they will be reformed. But if we are Vaishnava and only in second class or third class, and bhakti is not so much advanced in us, then if anyone takes his head on our feet, or touches feet, or takes dholi, then everything will come.
So what should we do to counteract that? How can we counteract it?
We should try to avoid.
And what happens if they grab the feet without our being able to avoid it?
Then it is bound, it is automatically come.
No, I know. I have answered. We will grab your feet. And then all of the bad things
where
you, them will go where away.
You have, I am in Mathura, you are in Vrindavan, Bombay.
Manasa. We can do it through dhyana.
But it will affect anyhow. So our Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does not like to be touched her, his face.
But to give mercy, one may do that if they
to
are...
To qualified persons. Otherwise this quality will come. He will not take, but yet for others, those who are devotees, by giving remnants also, if this quality person will take remnants, your remnants, then your qualities will go to him and their disquality will come.
Sometimes, more in joking amongst our friends, touching each other's feet and things like that.
We are in same category, something, but not these disqualities that they are so much. So, it is not a question of ours, but it is a question of others, those who are kami, vishayi, bhogi, and so many disqualities they have. We should avoid, and they should only be thrown some mercy. They should be attracted something very skillfully. If I have read of Srila Prabhupada that a man was drowning a river, water was so deep, there was no now and anything.
No boat
or anything. And I was on the shore. I was seeing that this person is going on and he is drowning. And he is calling, bachao re, bachao re.
Save me,
save me. I don't know how to swim. And if I will fail to rescue that drowning person, he will catch hold of me. And the person who is going to save, he will drown first, then that person will, both will. So we should do mercy or anything to vishayi very skillful, very savdhan. Otherwise, guru or chela, dono dub jayenge. Samjha? क्या गुरु पहले डूबेगा और चेला पीछे डूबेगा, किंतु चेला डुबा देगा गुरु को भी।
Don't know Nietzsche Jayanti.
How did I miss India?
Certainly, this is. Dharare Klamar Sars Vyabhi who kills you to
have
to pay to be at a thick way, simulate way. But this fact is true. So we should do bhajan very skillfully.
Someone may argue that, just one more point, that we have already accepted someone as a disciple. So what difference does it make if they get the remnants? Because they've already been accepted as a disciple.
Huh, but Rupa Goswami has told, Sanatana Goswami has told, all our acharyas has told, Nama Parat, Bahu Sishya Korbena, you should not do unqualified so many sishya. And if you are doing without any check, who comes, let them be disciples. Your navy will be...
Bhajan will be destroyed.
They are bound to do anything wrong, disqualified persons. And if there are 100 in number, and hundreds are doing some bad things, you will do your bhajan arasi that this he is doing so. So many complaints will come and bother your mind and... I'm doing no sishya, but yet so many complaints from here and there, but I get rescue. That hum to raksha pa jate bhaiya, wo unke to guru wo hain. What should I do? But he will not be. It will come to your head. So we should do preaching, also sishya, disciples,
carefully
and those who are qualified something. Only one to do Hari Bhajan.
This is why our Guru Maharaj made a stipulation. First the person must show, he knew the nature of the people around the world. He said first for 1 year they should chant 16 malas and follow the four rules, and after that, if they get the recommendation of their, you know, temple leaders and others, then only he would give them initiative. Even he was careful.
This is like so. And these rules should be strictly followed. Not only for show, but regularly. And from heart.
That's the main thing, from the heart. Not just...
Not for only a rule, there is rule.
In other words, they should not be doing it simply to get initiation, but they should actually have come to the point of doing it from the heart.
I think that so many persons, about 99% come, only for another reason. Only very few percent come only to have bhakti in Krishna. They said that he is going, so I should go. This lady is going, so I should also go.
What to do?
As our acharya has done, we should do very carefully. Not that anyone comes, give at once Harinam, because other will initiate.
Competition market.
Have you competition? How many is yours is?
About 80.
1 lakh?
He has the whole world worshiping him.
Sometimes if anyone comes to me, I do like this. I am going to make you guru, my guru, because all Brajavasi are guru, so I think that you are guru.
What do they do?
And I tell it for my core of heart, not only that I am telling them.
We see that when you are dealing with them, that you love them so much.
I cannot treat anyone as a disciple. I will cut jokes, I will do anything, so many things. But you are grave, you have the quality of a acharya. He is very grave.
He is like mountain.
Acha. Then? Krishna is telling that by touching your body, your evil things will come in. And you are agya. Then gopis are telling, we know that we are agya. We are foolish, but not foolish as cows or animals.
Eat grass.
There are no difference between so many good things and grass. We are not so foolish. But we know that we are, to some extent we are. But we are qualified than cows. If you can go follow cows, then what is the harm that you should follow us? And we should keep your... They are in so mood that they are weeping and telling, but we are laughing. We are not filling all these things with separation. We are following only tarka yukti, something. But what will be the case when they are telling with Krishna and Krishna is telling? Actually, but we know that by reading and reading, by anushilan, one day we'll have some taste and some greed, and we will really
experience it.
Then he is telling that then Sri Niketana. Sri Niketana, if they are assisting, they are praying again and again to keep it, that Krishna is telling that I cannot keep my this lotus feet on your breasts, because your breast is so much decorated with so many golden and so many valuable ornaments. So I cannot keep there. Then gopis are telling, Sri Niketana, we admitted that our breast is decorated with so many ornaments. And but we know that your lotus feet is Sri Niketanam. Here our breast is so much decorated and so much lovely, or so much Sri Sampanna Shobha, very beautiful. But your feet is Niketan of Shubha. All kind of beautiful softness and everything, it is the abode of all these things. And we think that our this Shubha has come out only from your lotus feet. Now we want to make your lotus feet the alankar of my breasts. If you keep it, then it will be a very, very good ornament for ourselves. So please keep it as ornament. Krishna, here, if gopis are telling, and that gopis are telling, you are not willing to keep your lotus feet in our body, then why do you keep your face to the three heart? Huh? Always Lakshmiji takes the feet of Narayan, lotus feet of Narayan, and keeps it here in her, and always in service. So, if you can keep it there, that why you cannot keep on earth? Then Krishna is telling you, why I should keep it in your, because we are gopi, you are gop. Lakshmi is not gopi, you are gop, but it is staying being gop, you can keep there, that we have some, what?
Qualification.
No.
Adhikar.
Adhikar. Adhikar. We have some?
Right.
Right.
Eligibility.
By that vansa, dynasty, we have this right. So you'll have to keep it. Here, it has been given explanation that why Lakshmi does not leave for a second or moment the lotus feet of Narayan. Why? Once it has been given a story, perhaps you know, I have told you this story, then what to repeat? You have heard? You have heard so many, not once, twice, thrice, so many things. Yes, you also know. Then, in a summary, I can tell that once Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to cheat him and to take anyhow cheating his whole kingdom, bhur vasaha mahajana tapasakta, seven loks and seven of lovers, chauda bhuvan, and gave it to Indra. Then, by the advice of Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, Sutal Lok was given to Bali Maharaj. And Krishna, Narayan told that for Prahlad Maharaj, that you can stay there in Sutal Lok, in the palace of Bali Maharaj. He told him, yes. But in the meantime, Prahlad said anything in the ear of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was become so much pleased. He told that, you have given me Sutal Lok to Narayan, he told. You have given me Sutal Lok to stay there. I will obey your orders, but I want anything from you, that you should be also there, and that palace has so many doors, about 52, I don't remember, but so many, and you should be present at each door, so that when I will come or I will go from any door, anywhere, I want to see you, and then you should go. Then he told you, yes, I have given so. So he remained in the palace of Bhavan Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Time went on. Lakshmi saw that He has gone to chal karne ke liye, to chit bali, but he has not yet returned. Why he is not coming? Then Narad met him suddenly, and she asked to Narad that where my Prabhu has gone and yet he has not come. Then she told the history, and she told that he has gone to cheat Bali, and Bali has cheated him, and he cannot leave that place forever. Then Lakshmi told that, what should I do? So took a, she became an old lady, very beautiful but old, and as a poor Brahmin lady, and she came to the door of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was giving daan,
charity.
At the last bench, she saw an old lady was sitting there, and he is not in hurry, everywhere hurrying, that I should go first, and should take anything, as usually we see. But he was sitting silently. When everyone went and they got anything, then Bali Maharaj told that, see, this lady is not a sadharan lady. Not any. Because she is sitting and sitting and sitting. Patient like this lady, anyone cannot have. So she must be anything extraordinary. Then he went himself from apne singharshan se utar karke gaya.
From the throne he got down.
Got down and went and did pranam to that lady. Said, "Oh mother, who are you? And what you want? I think that you have some desire, but anyhow you are not telling. And you are sitting there patiently, so patiently. It seems that you are seeking a time that everyone should go away, then you will ask. So please ask what you want." She told that, "I have come, but I fear that you cannot give." He told that, "I will certainly give you." Then she asked, "You certainly give?" Then he told that, "Yes, certainly I will give." She told three times, she took three times, that "I will give, I will give, I will give." Then he told that, she told that, "You should take sankalpa." Then he remembered that Vishnu has also told like this, and in the same way she is, "Who are you?" But she was not expressing who was she. At last, "Acha, you should tell what you want." Then she did not spoke, but
indicate
by finger that, "I want Vishnu." He is bound. Then he at once knew and became so glad and also so much sorry also, that "I will have to leave Vishnu." And Lakshmi has come herself here for this purpose. So he prayed to Vishnu that Lakshmi has come and she is wanting to you, but I don't want to leave you. So please do that, you should leave here also, and you should go with Lakshmi also. Then he manifested his Vaman Roop in two, and by one he always lived there, and by another he went in Vaikuntha. But Lakshmi was always fearing that he may not go anywhere, so always keeping that fits here in, so that he may not go anywhere. So gopis are telling, "Sri Niketanam, these sweets are that their laps, for their laps, Sri Niketan is your feet, or Lakshmi's laps are Niketan of your feet, Sri Niketanam. Both meanings are there. If you trace in Sri, then Sri Niketanam, Sri is Niketan of your lotus feet. And if you trace on Niketan, Sri Niketan, then it will mean that the lotus feet are Subha. Always smiling, always in full Kishori, and feeling herself fortunate because of these feet. If these feet are not with a lady, then she becomes a vidhava, and everything goes away with that feet. So gopis are telling, Sri, if your feet are alankar of gopi best, Lakshmi, then how it will not be ours? So keep your feet as alankar of our heart. Sri Niketanam, Phana Phanarpitam. Then again Krishna is telling Jasem, oh, you are doing prayer, but I cannot. Because there's so much tap in your heart, it will come to my feet. Or if Krishna tells that I fear, why you fear? First he has told, but gopis has cut that argument. Now he tells, I fear your husband. They are telling that if you can put up your these lotus soft sweet foods on the heads of that Kaliya Nag, hood of Kaliya Nag, and he was biting you, cutting you in heart and everywhere, in face, but you felt no beast, no tap, nothing, and you did not fear, very boldly you came, and you danced, so lovely dance you did. So why not to our best you can keep this? I fear your husband. You did not fear from this Kali, so we know that you will not fear from our husband also. If they will do anything, we will punish them as Kali was punished. So no fear. Te padam, that very qualified your faith, please keep on our breast. And krindhi naha hishayam, and you should cut off our hishayam. How, if they have come to meet Krishna, so without meeting Krishna, their tap will not go. Understand tap?
Heat.
Heat means here so much that mood of meeting, that is tap, virahanal. It will only be samit, mane dur ho jayega, shant ho jayega. It will shant.
Pacified, subsided.
Subsided. It will subside only by meeting you and by doing bilas with us. Here, it is the deep meaning is that there is kam tap in Krishna. They are wanting that Krishna heart tap should be go away. And it will not be go if you are not meeting to Krishna. So, they are giving this proposal. And at last Krishna did so. And then Krishna tap went away. Then automatically gopis this mode also went.